Hello and welcome to Where the Living Room Used to Be, a podcast about Rhode Island's music scene. Hey everyone, it's James. On this episode, John McCauley talks about his approach to recording, as well as his thoughts on what kind of person you have to be a touring musician. You'll also hear the authors that inspire some of John's writing, which may surprise you. Truly appreciate you checking this out. If you like the episodes, please tell a friend about the show and leave a rating or review wherever you're listening right now. Thanks. I wanted to ask you, John, has there been a piece of musical advice that was given to you from someone else? I mean, it could have been like a mentor, one of your bandmates, someone that you're on tour with, recording engineer, anything like that, that they gave you that like really kind of stuck with you and you'd like to share now?
I think the best advice has always come to me in ways that were maybe unspoken or not quite, maybe
like direct in a sense.
Yeah, maybe told to me in a way where they're beating around the bush a little bit, you know. Uh-huh. But it's all come from people that I really admire and respect. People like Ben Vaughn, or Steve Pultz, Dave Grohl, Stevie Nicks, just people that they truly, when they're creating, are, you know, there's no inhibitions, and it's all, it's not about doing anything perfectly, you know. It's really hard to hear. So especially, I guess I'm really talking about like recording and stuff. Uh-huh. Or live performance, where like when you are the vessel that's creating part of this performance, mm-hmm. It's really hard to accept that anything that you didn't do perfectly could be really cool and totally acceptable and admired and, if you actually sit back and accept the fact that it was cool, mm-hmm. change the way that you will play from here on out. Mm-hmm. It's kind of don't take yourself too seriously. Don't play so much from your brain, but more from your soul. More from your heart, and you know that can really smooth things out for you. Mm-hmm. You know? If you learn to see the beauty in the imperfections. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And then from your own experience of playing music, you've booked your own tours, you played a million shows, you've written many records. Is there something that you've learned over that time, and any ideas that have kind of synthesized from that you'd like to share?
I mean, I'm hesitant to like give advice to anybody younger than me kind of coming up in music, because well, first of all, it's a completely different world, mm-hmm. now, and it's very single-driven, which I'm used to the album being the vehicle. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, really why I'm so hesitant to give advice to younger people is because part of what made music and my adventure so fun for me was that I didn't have anybody giving me advice.
Yeah.
And there was no wisdom there. And it made every day and adventure. It made every day fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when it didn't feel that way in the moment, you at least have a good story to tell afterwards.
But, yeah.
But I will say this. If there's one major mistake that I made, that my band made, that anybody can protect themselves against if they are up and coming in the music world, is pay more attention to what you're signing and maybe, you know, shell out a couple extra bucks to get an entertainment lawyer.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because some of that shit can come back and really fuck you later in life.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that when we're at that age, you're like just looking to
get to that next step.
But yeah, yeah. But you know, if you are able to make it to the level that you are right now, that stuff matters. You know, like
If everybody wants a piece of you, get yourself a piece of a good lawyer.
yeah. No, I mean, I've heard that. Quite a few times, you know, and it's really, yeah. I mean, I know you're laughing, but, and bringing it in that kind of light, but I mean, it is like legit, you know?
Yeah. And on the creative side, don't listen to anybody else. Just you do you.
Yeah.
You know, that's unless you want to make, you know, music for commercials, which is fine. But if you're making music for you, don't think of it as a product, please, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, how do you see your music? Do you just see it as, like, an extension? Do you see it as, like, a necessary thing?
Yeah, I see it as, like, it's just stuff. I got to get it out. It's stuff in my... I wouldn't ever release a song that... it felt unnecessary or something to get out, you know, it's, mm-hmm. But you know, at the same time, it's, you know, this stage in my life, I guess I do sometimes have these dark thoughts about how I might commodify it. At some point, but those impurities should not be present in a young artist.
yeah.
And if they are, then maybe the touring lifestyle is not for you. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
You have to be a certain kind of crazy person to want to tour. And I think...
Yeah.
There's a big focus on people's mental health nowadays, and you see people dropping off the road because they can't, you know, they need a break. They can't handle mm-hmm. it. It really is a completely fucking insane lifestyle.
yeah.
So, I don't know. There are so many ways to make and expose your music to the world. And I guess just if you're unsure about it, just, you know, be careful about the choices you make.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I kind of straddle like the record selling musicians and the musicians that are more concerned about streams.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in this, I came up in this awkward time where everything kind of transitioned from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really wouldn't have any advice for an artist who really wanted to chase down getting millions and millions and millions of streams, mm-hmm. you know? But, you know, if you want to make records and go on tour and, you know, really put your mind and your body through the ringer,
yeah.
you know, just That's where you really gotta, you gotta dig in deep and find that comfortable place in your heart and use that to get you through your day to day.
Yeah. But yeah, just, you know, last question for this, and you know, I'm just always curious what inspires musicians, and you know, it doesn't necessarily need to be like what inspires your songs, your lyrics, anything like that, but just like in general, you know, what kind of inspires you in life here?
I mean, you know, starting a family, having a child is, you know, maybe that's, you know, the safest answer I could give you for what inspires me.
It's pretty but, cool. Like, there's a reason why people say that, though. It's pretty cool, you know, so.
But, it, you know, it does. I'm really curious to see what my child and what other people her age, who they'll grow up and become, and what incredible things they'll create. Mm-hmm. And it's really fascinating to watch somebody grow like that, and mm-hmm. endlessly inspiring in one way or another. And as far as like songwriting goes, I think my biggest inspirations have been, besides other songwriters and musicians, has been true crime.
Oh, yeah?
Historical fiction and history books. That's really, I know a lot of writers like to read a lot of fiction. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of writers will cite, you know, Flannery O'Connor as a big inspiration. I love Flannery O'Connor, but I've written more songs reading books by T.J. English, the mm-hmm. true crime journalist. You know.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. That's cool. Well, John, thank you again. I appreciate you passing the stuff along. You know, you've had just such a great career, and it's cool that you're able to kind of, you know, take some of these things and share them with other people out there. So thank you.
Of course. Always happy to talk. And I'm glad we got to do this, James.
Yeah, it's cool.
In the full episode that came out last week, we covered Deer Tick's experience playing Newport Folk Festival for the first time, and the ensuing post-festival concerts they did for nearly a decade. With that, I wanted to share a track from the band's album Live at Fort Adams, which was recorded in 2020. The song is Jumpstarting, and you can pick this up on vinyl at deertickmusic.com, either on this live record or their studio album, Volume 2. Enjoy!
There's
Let me stay.